Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. I got my little boy, Alex, next to me. Woo! It's going to be an insane show. Why? Because I said so, just like always. So, again, the show, as usual, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, and Eat Better Meals, Kickstart Your Meal Plan Today.
All right. Sounds good.
So, Alex.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing?
A little tired.
You
How
look
you?
Tired.
Yeah, I'm kind of shot. I was at work late last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You doing things?
Yeah, doing a lot of stuff and things.
Stuff and things, all right.
Yeah, all that. What about you? How you doing?
We got some reviews. It's making me happy.
All right, that wasn't the answer to my question, but I'm happy we got reviews.
Well, I'm exhausted.
All right, so we're both tired. This is going to be a tired Within Brim Skin
show. It is, but I'm going to give as much energy as possible. You know why?
Well, that's why I'm drinking the Monster right there. Oh, and why? Sorry, I didn't mean to not answer your question.
Okay, see, we're not answering each other. We're just not making it work right now, Alex.
You know what? I didn't answer your question purposely because you didn't answer mine. That's why.
You got farts in your brain. That's what I'm saying. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Anyway, all right, so what were you saying before?
So what I was saying is that I am exhausted because it's been a crazy couple of weeks. It's like an appearance after appearance after appearance.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing a ton of shows and a ton of events.
It's a fantastic thing.
It's fun, but
I'm just not a spring chicken anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm getting older, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I my body is just saying, Brim, just relax a little bit.
Just stop. Stop just moving. Chill. Just chill on the couch. Hold that. No, I'm kidding.
Anyway, what do you call it? Before we move on to the reviews, I just want to say right now what the...
Today's secret word is...
poacher. Okay? Ooh! All right. Every time that we say the word poacher, what do we do? Well, you were a little preemptive there.
Nah, you said it.
So we all know what we do. Whenever the word poacher is said, then we're going to scream real loud. All right, so anyway, moving forward, I'm going to do some reviews real quick, okay? So now we've got here, please continue. All right, the show is a terrific addition to the Grindhouse Radio series. Really glad I tuned in. Hope it continues.
What are they talking about? Grindhouse is an addition to this show. This is the main show now.
Wow. Don't let anybody else hear that. They'll come in here and be like,
this is the main show now. I hope they all heard me out there.
They're going to kill you. What do you call it? Need my fix. Girl Scout routine was hysterical, which reminds me, I need to get my fix. Love the new show, Brim. Thank you.
Man, we did the Girl Scout routine a while back. People must be listening to some of the old shows.
Girl Scout was like the first episode, wasn't it?
It was the first or second one.
Jeez, that's people. Yeah. All right,
you know
good.
What? I'm glad you're going back and listening to the old shows, though. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you. Anyway, so what's next? All right, let's see. Funny, witty, and way too short. Keep up the great work. Our family loves you. That's very nice. Thank you.
Maybe a little too short to you guys, but to me, it's perfect amount because I don't want to edit any more than I already am. No, I'm kidding.
Let's see. More brimstone for the win. And then this podcast is incredible. And then congrats on the new show. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I appreciate all of the reviews we get. I love all of them.
Very sweet. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So moving along here, what do you call it? I had to... You know, this next topic is going to, I'm going to get a little emotional. I might get a little loud. It upset me when I saw this the other week.
I'm turning the volume down right now.
Well, you don't have to be too scared, but it's true. I mean, look, all right, so we're going to start it off with this.
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
The attack on Bret the Hitman Hart during the WWE Hall of Fame was absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if you're familiar with what happened.
No, nope.
By the look on your face, you're like completely lost.
Completely out of it. The most I was involved with WWE, actually WWF, I had a video game for the Nintendo 64. It was WWF Wrestling.
Oh, well.
You're an idiot.
But my brothers went to go see WWE shows.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they like
They're big guys.
Yeah, they're big guys.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I want to be a wrestler, you
exactly.
know I mean? Anyway, well, getting back to this situation.
All right.
So during the Hall of Fame, some stupid, literal turd, less than human being, they should have just aborted him. The mother should have either swallowed or aborted him. That's pretty much the way it should have been. The fact of the matter is this dumbass came all the way from frickin' Nebraska. I'm not going to give anybody the pleasure of saying his name because he doesn't deserve it. He deserves to be ass beat for the rest of his life. All right. The fact of the matter is Brett was giving his speech for the Hall of Fame, talking about the anvil, which he passed away last year. And
okay.
And understand, this is wrestling royalty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Hart family is just. It's wrestling royalty, all right?
Yeah, no, I know the name.
So many big players came from that family, and the fact of the matter is Brett's almost the last one left from like all of the main guys that were working with him back in the day.
Really?
His brother Owen, his brother-in-laws, you know what I mean? You got Davey Boy Smith. The whole nine yards. So the fact of the matter is he was giving this speech, and this little pissant jumps over the barriers and runs straight directly, slides into the ring, grabs Brett from behind and pulls him down. Now Natty Neidhart, which is Anvil's daughter,
okay.
who's a big player now, she was right next to Brett. She grabbed him and kind of looked like she braced him mm-hmm. while going down. At that second, thank God so many of the boys were there, obviously, because it was, the big deal. But they were so, not just that they were there, but they were so quick to react. You had guys, they flew into the ring. Everybody from including, Shane McMahon, which is Vince McMahon's son,
mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with pro wrestling. They literally beat the ever-living snot out of this kid.
Oh, my God.
They beat the snot out of him. If you see this kid's mugshot, it's unreal.
He's bloody.
He's
super bloody.
As they were pulling him out of the ring, this other dude, I don't exactly know who he is. But I think he's the tag champ right now, or he was the tag champ. I don't know what happened the other night, but he literally turned around and jacked the guy right in the face. Like, you just saw, it was like a pow right in his face.
So what was this guy trying to accomplish?
Well, I have no idea. Apparently, he's a wannabe MMA fighter. And and he's a huge, huge wrestling mark. And the fact of the matter is he is a stain on society, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He should not have been allowed out of his house. He should be in a mental institution. The guy is pathetic. There's no conceivable excuse for that pathetic act of disrespect, childish behavior, and utter cowardice.
Yeah, because he did this while he was giving a speech for what did you say?
He was
Hall
receiving the Hall of Fame ring,
and the guy just went up there
for
and,
the Hart Foundation
went to like beat him up, basically.
Yeah, I don't even know who knows what was in this moron's head. You know what I mean? Like, what did you think was gonna happen?
That's so
seriously.
Dumb.
What do you
That's
think
so
was gonna
dumb.
Happen?
Why would you take
suck.
On a wrestler?
Yeah, jackass.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
For real. Anyway, but not only that. Why would you do this? Idiotic thing during the Hall of Fame and with Bret Hart. The man is 61 years old. He just recovered from cancer, okay? And he had had a stroke years ago. So, like, he is not a healthy man either.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Ask Kanye. He did the same thing to Taylor Swift.
No. He didn't jack Taylor.
Well,
you're
right.
He just jacked the mic.
Yeah, he just, well, both went up on stage and interrupted when they should not have been.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true. But anyway, I am so, this kid, it's hard for me because I wish that I was there to literally get in there and beat the piss out of this guy. Now, if you don't know, like, Bret Hart is one of the reasons that I got into the business.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
All right, so what do you call it? Like, there's a long story behind it, but Bret Hart is the one who gave me the behind-the-scenes advice
mm-hmm.
on
wrestling
this is what you should do, blah, blah, blah. This is what to look out for.
Okay.
And there's a long story behind that, and we'll talk about it another time because we don't have a lot more
time in this segment. Yeah.
But it is a cool story, and I had the opportunity to thank Brett you know, a few years back for, you know, all the advice he'd given me years ago. He didn't remember. I didn't expect him to remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
well.
At the end of the day, you know, I had the honor of you know, speaking to him about it. And, you know, it made me feel good because he is one of the best. He is actually, he is.
The best there is, the best there was,
and the best there ever will be.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Within Brimskin.
Hi, this is Zach Ward, otherwise known as Skeff Farkas from A Christmas Story, and you are listening to Radio with Brim.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brimskin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, this is Veronica Taylor, probably best known as Ash from Pokemon, and you're listening with Brim.
I choose you!
The original Mane & Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane & Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line has expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane & Tail has an answer. So, discover the secret for yourself. Mane & Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeAndTail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
What up, people?
So. You're going to like this.
Am I?
I think you are.
Is it a guy?
So, wow. Wow, Alex. Jesus Christ. Holy cannoli. Anyway, so one of the best immediate karma stories that I've heard recently. It's undoubtedly going to make you smile.
I love karma stories.
Do you?
I really do.
All right. Well, a rhino poacher. You forgot your yell. What's the secret word?
Poacher.
What's the word again?
Poacher.
All right. Anyways, I'm 44 years old, sitting and screaming the secret word. How ridiculous is this?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I kind of like it. I like that you have it. Keeps me on my toes. I have to be sharp.
You got to be paying attention.
Yeah.
All right.
And obviously, I wasn't before.
So all right. So this rhino poacher was trampled to death by an elephant. Okay.
Okay.
You're listening? You're still listening?
All right, yeah, I'm still listening.
And then he was eaten by lions.
Oh, yes.
He got stabbed. He got trampled by an elephant. And he got eaten by lions.
Idiot. So, man, you're really finding this, like, hysterical, man.
This jacket. First of all, South Africa is a deadly place. Bro.
Oh yeah, no, I know. That's a deadly place.
That's a deadly place.
Oh yeah.
He went into this preserve. Mm-hmm. All right, you know, to go in and to poach this rhino.
Oh wait, that's not the word. The word's poacher.
But it's okay. Sorry. All right. So he went in to do this, and with a bunch of guys, and they were sitting and going to look for the, what do you call it, look for the rhino, and then they encountered an elephant, which apparently stepped on the dude.
Oh my god!
It stepped on the dude, and so he was dead. So the other guys ran. He took off. They took off. They were done. They like apparently called the family saying, "I'm sorry, but your husband's dead."
Oh my god!
You know, and what do you call it? So Dumbo squished him, and what do you call it? And then the lions went because they were going to look for the remains and the body.
Yeah.
And
lions ate them.
No, it was dark out. It got too dark, so they couldn't find him. So the next morning they went, and apparently the lions all ate him, and all that was left was the skull and like a shirt.
Oh my god. I do have a question though.
Okay,
was he
it?
A poacher or was he Was he the secret word, or was he a one of the people that go to, like, the what is it, the reservations, and then pay to do it for sport?
He was a
filthy swine.
He was in there after hours where they weren't supposed to
okay,
be.
Okay, so he was straight up.
He was straight
poacher.
Up. Yes. Ah.
Thank you.
I should just do that instead. That's a little bit easier. All
right, you could do that. I'll do the actual scream. Okay, then yeah, no, that guy. I'm very happy that that happened to
How
him.
How funny is that?
That's super funny. You get what's coming to you. Price if you're gonna wrong, at least bitch. Do that, give the reservation like $100,000 because they could use the money to take care of other animals.
I think it was really funny. I laughed. Yeah. I laughed.
I love that.
It's like the lions were like,
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Oh my god.
And then they were like,
I think you've had enough. No?
Oh!
Now you've had enough.
Anyway, all right. So I am absolutely in love with whatever the hell preserve that was, because these animals just did their thing.
That thumping sound was the rhino stepping on him.
Pretty much. The rhino the elephant. The rhino just walked by and laughed. just laughed. Can you imagine just like all the jackals and the monkeys in the trees laughing at him? Just
yeah, I can imagine that. They'd probably be throwing poo at him too.
So, all right, let's move along. All right, so, so I did, this past week, I did a Harry Potter escape room.
Did you rip?
Yes.
No!
I did.
No, you did an escape room without me?
Well, it was with my family.
All right, fine. If you told me if it was, like, with Mo or Kim or Matt, I would have been like...
No.
Come on.
It was with my family. It was at a place called Escape Room Long Island.
Okay.
It was out by you. Okay. So it's
really?
It's actually in Ronkonkoma here on Long Island.
Okay.
And, you know, like, I've done these rooms before. I love the ones that are over at the old Bethpage Village Restoration, which is where we're going to all go.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Where we're all going to go to those rooms, and you're going to love the hell out
of
it.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, that one, that's going to be, like, on point. So, but specifically, you know, this room, it was interesting. You know what I mean? I've been to the other rooms. I enjoy doing the stuff. I gotta say, you know, I was a little claustrophobic in the room. It was a little tight. But it was good. It was a lot of fun.
I think I'll be fine in there. Might not be tight for me.
See, I'm not, wow. I'm not gonna go anywhere with that one. Alex.
Hey, listen, will you eat better meals? You'll be down to my size in no time.
There you go. All right. Well, maybe not. Anyway, so, yeah, no, actually, with Eat Better Meals, I've lost another couple of pounds.
Yeah, I know. So, I've been meaning to ask you on that, because I have people asking me. I talk to people about, like, how you've been, like, losing all the weight, and I've been telling them to, like, try the Eat Better Meals, because they've been looking for, like, you know, ways to make dinner a lot easier and lunch and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, yeah, Brimstone's lost all this weight. He's doing really great. He looks a lot thinner. I mean,
well,
you definitely
thank you.
Do.
Thank you.
You do. I think everyone in this office notices a difference.
Yeah, just a little bit. I have a long way to go, but
that's,
you know,
fine.
A little over 20 pounds.
Nice.
I'm excited. So yeah. Wait, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, that's where I was going with this. Okay. So yeah. So I eat better meals. Good stuff. Fantastic.
Yeah. The meatloaf smelled really good when you brought it in here.
I had to eat because we're crunched for time.
Oh yeah.
So I had to eat before. You know, well, you get it. Anyway, so people, eatbettermeals.com. If you're in the New York or Jersey area, check them out. Fantastic. Anyway, so I brought my son to college the other day.
Okay.
It was accepted day, I guess it was called. Early
acceptance day?
Acceptance day, is that what it
is? I guess. I don't know.
I don't know what the hell it's called.
I just sent my paper into Five Towns, and then they were just like, yeah, you can come here, you're good, and that was it.
well, I don't know. So we went, and it was fun. I don't want to say it was a waste of time, but it was kind of a waste of time. And the reason for that is because we had already done a lot of the stuff that we had already done at the open house,
going over courses and the curriculum and introducing you to the school and seeing all the wonderful programs that the college offers.
Exactly.
And all that. stuff.
So we didn't have to do all that because we already did a lot of it.
Yeah.
But you know, it was good just to go. You know, I got my son some stuff, like a sweatshirt and a hat, and you know, mm-hmm. we registered for a couple of things.
Yeah.
So that was good. I mean, it was funny. So Kim from GHR, she actually went to the same college.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah, that's her alma mater. Okay. So Dylan's going there. And what do you call it? I hope it doesn't screw him up as much as it screwed Kim up. Oh! She's going to hit me when she hears that.
Anyway. I'll make sure I have it on the board for when we do our show later.
Oh, God damn it. So anyway, no, but maybe I should go back to school.
You want to go back to school?
Maybe I should, but I have to like...
What do you want to learn?
I think it should be like only like a 2-week stint. I should go back for 2 weeks.
Go back for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
And it'll be kind of be like Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School.
Okay.
Right? I think I should do that.
So then do it. Would you study for 2 weeks though?
I wouldn't study. I'd just go to the school.
Oh, you just want to go?
Yeah.
Oh.
It'd be like Rodney Dangerfield.
That's a 10.
No, it's the wrong one again. How is that possible? That's what, okay, here.
Hard work. Listen, Sherlock. While you were tucked away up here working on your ethics, I was out there busting my hump in the real world.
I already have my education, Alex. I don't need to take any classes. I will be giving the classes.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure.
I don't know.
I'm sure. And then all the haters are going to be out there. They're going to be like, oh, man, how come you can go to college for like 2 weeks and like get a diploma and stuff? And I'm going to be all there like this.
I hereby dedicate this building to myself.
Because I am the shizzle, the dizzle. You know
there's that
saying?
Ego again.
Listen, you know, I'm telling you, I would go back, I would sit and rock that sun gun, and everybody be like, oh man, he's so cool. I want him to be my daddy, and my son would be like, God damn it, why do you have to be here?
I don't doubt you because I actually had a teacher at Five Towns that was almost exactly like you.
I am
like,
so much cooler,
like,
though.
Straight up. Like,
Oh, what? Wow.
Sorry, Brim. I love my professors at Five Towns. Or at least, well, this one I did. Like, he was probably, like, my favorite teacher. But you listen, you're also my teacher. You've taught me amazing things, too.
Thank you.
So, thank you're you. Both my favorite teachers. How about that?
Swear to God, that was, like, messed up stuff right there.
Man, taking everything I say out of context and super seriously, making me feel better. No, I'm kidding.
Game over, sir.
Fine. That wasn't the game over sound, though.
I know, but I just... Stop! I know! I'm touching the wrong things. I think they're in the wrong spots. But anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back with Him Brimskin.
What's up, everybody? This is the Ultramagnetic Taboo, a.k.a. Red Wolf from the Black Eyed Peas, and you're listening to my brother, Brim, Black Eyed Peas style, Master of the Sun. Let's go!
Border Hounds, Food Hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
Hey now, this is Tabitha Duden, and you are listening with Brim.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello there, guys. It's me, Rodney Ramos, comic book artist. I work for Marvel, Legendary, DC Comics, you name it, I've done it. And you're listening to Brim.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up.
Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug in to Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter, Centipede, Galaga, and so many more. Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room? Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living space or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. So hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Whoop, whoop.
So, what do you call it? We've got a another con at the end of this month.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what
Vermont
it is.
Vermont Sci-Fi Con.
Yeah, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be from the 27th to the 28th in Vermont. Please look it up. Vermont Sci-Fi Con. Come check out myself and the GHR crew. It's going to be insane. We're going to have lots and lots of fun.
What days are those again?
The 27th and 28th of April.
Okay. And then we're going to something like, oh, no, that already passed technically because this is a pre-recorded show.
Yes.
But technically it's next week because we're recording this a little early.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why we spoke about it last week.
Got you. So what's that one? Because I forgot what that one was.
So we what do you call it? As of the airing of this, we'd already done the Great Philadelphia Comic Con.
Okay.
All right. And what do you call it? But we did do the United Ink Tattoo Festival.
Yes, that was so much fun.
Resorts World Casino. It was a lot of fun. What do you call it? It's funny because Maddie from the office, like, she's super Jew. Okay, she's a super Jew, and I can say that I'm Jewish, so I can say that.
You can.
And
I mean, I'm Jewish too.
Well, you are, but you're not like super Jew. She's super
Listen,
Jew.
I always thought
that I was super Jew.
Just because I don't like practice kosher at home doesn't mean like I'm not Jew. I still know all the holidays. I know the stories. I went to Hebrew school. I did the whole shebang.
Okay, I did the whole shebang. Shebang bang. All right, so she. But all right, here.
Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying though. Like, my mom would be okay with me getting a tattoo.
Yes,
whereas like in her family,
would be like a little what I thought would be a lot stricter. And what do you call it? Because I mean, she stays fully kosher. She doesn't eat bacon, the whole nine yards.
Well, actually, when she's out at restaurants, she doesn't stick to kosher.
She didn't say that.
When we were there, she ate pork.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yeah, the hot dog was beef. Okay, wait. No, no.
No, the hot dog was beef.
Hold on.
What?
Doesn't matter. She still broke the rule because she had cheese on it.
Okay, yeah, but that's it's different. She doesn't eat pork. She doesn't eat the swine.
No, she eats pork when she goes out.
She said she doesn't.
She at home.
She said she might, but she said she doesn't.
Might.
Well, we'll see what happens. Because, right, so far, I've never seen her eating the swine, and I've been dying to shove some bacon down her gullet.
At home, she won't. She said that she will occasionally eat it when she goes out, because it's very hard to stick kosher when you go to restaurants.
Well, she got her new tattoo.
So yes, she did.
She got a tattoo. I was shocked. I was like, wow, I'm surprised.
And
her mother was like, hey, I'll pay for it. I was like, wait, what?
I was really shocked.
Go ahead.
Oh, because Maddie doesn't do anything on impulse. Maddie's first tattoo, she was planning for a year before she got it, and it's maybe an inch big. And now she has a huge tattoo just on the side, and she was thinking about it for, what, a day?
Yeah, I think it's a little big.
I like it. I dig it.
I don't hate it, but it's not my style, but it's, you know.
Nah, I dig it.
No, that's cool.
What if I got the one that I, the art that I bought, and I put that on my back?
I didn't see it.
What do you mean you didn't see it?
You didn't show it to me.
Came over to the table and I pointed to it.
Oh, well, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, figures.
I was in La La Land, man.
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
You were looking at all the girls walking around.
No, I wasn't. more like Mr. Greer was doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do that stuff. What do you call it? Anyway, so the so no tattoos are allowed in the Jewish religion, and you're not allowed to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. Although I hear there's things that are changing with that, but I don't know. But the reason for it is a little history. It's simply because of the Holocaust. And do you know that?
I didn't know that was the reason.
It was the reason.
But wait a second. No, it's also in the Torah that it says that.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to, like, ink yourself.
No, it doesn't say ink
yourself.
Well,
not ink,
but... It
doesn't
say ink yourself.
You know what I meant? It does say something about piercings and, like, doing stuff to your body in the Torah.
It's stricter because of the Holocaust and the numbers that were tattooed on the Jews. And So they feel that you shouldn't. Why would you put it on there voluntarily?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got
so,
that.
I thought about it. I thought about it a couple of times, and I haven't done it. Because I get bored easily, and I don't ever want to have the situation where I look at them like, why the hell did I do that?
Nah, I want to get one.
I want
to get a few, but I just don't have the money for it right now. Like, the one that I wanted at the show would have been like $750.
Okay.
That's too much.
All right, so then don't get it. So I also hooked up with Rare Boutiques. Rareboutiques.com, people. I got some new jewelry.
You did.
I'm loving my stuff here. I got this awesome new freaking bracelet. It is so banging. I am so freaking psyched.
Do you feel naked without your jewelry?
Yes, I do.
And yeah, I had a feeling.
And you know, I don't wear it all the time to the studio because I'm here. I'm like typing and writing and calling and walking and
really
moving.
Every time I come in, it seems like you're wearing your jewelry.
No,
really.
Sometimes I just sleep because I have a lot of it too, and it's heavy.
I guess I'm not paying attention enough then.
No, you don't. But so I got that stuff, and I am super psyched. You check out my social media. I have a bunch of pictures on Instagram of the stuff. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, it looks
check them
cool.
out. Check them out. He's a really, really cool dude. Meanwhile, you know, I'm thinking, you know, that I have it good. I like being Brimstone. I like doing the things I do. But I'm going to tell you, I think that the best job in the world has to be the job of being the Ben and Jerry's ice cream taster.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, diabetic, though. You get diabetes.
I don't know. This guy seems pretty happy. Check this out. Check this out. We're going to do this.
So in tasting, what we do is take a small amount right off the top. It doesn't take much. That's the warmest part right here.
See, he knows exactly what's going on with the spoon. Just the perfect. You don't need that much.
I mean, yeah, you don't need that much. Just right off the top to taste it. Yeah. That's all you need for Ben and Jerry's. Well, I mean, I don't know, though, because, like, with some flavors, there's, like, chunks of fudge and almonds and other things in there. So you can't get that if you're just taking a little off the top.
Talk dirty to me, Alex. Damn. That's what I'm talking about. You know? No, just a little bit off the top. And then he says, this is the warm spot, so he knows just where it goes. All right, here's the next one.
I'm going to invert the spoon, cover all 9,000 taste buds.
9,000 taste buds.
9,000 taste buds. Can you imagine? Do you real? You over 9,000 taste buds in your mouth?
Well, not if you got the snake cut on your tongue.
You always have to throw a curveball in there, don't you?
Yep. All I right. like messing with you.
All right. Here's one.
Aerate it. Warm it up. Grabbing up. That cream. Pure vanilla.
You hear that?
Gotta aerate it. Gotta taste it.
Listen.
Gotta get that sweetness.
Homeboy takes pride in his work.
I mean, yeah, he does.
He takes pride in his work. He's like,
listen, ice cream taster, I would take pride in my work. So
hell yeah, man.
All gotta right. make sure that ice cream is on point.
All right, here we go. Here.
That's a 10.
That's a 10. Oh, man, that's a 10 for Ben and Jerry's.
I'm telling you, man, I think I would love to be an ice cream taster. I mean, I would be like 800 pounds, but I mean, being an ice cream taster.
Do you have to swallow it?
Hello, you have to swallow. You can't just spit. Jesus Christ, Alex.
Yeah,
where have you been?
I should know that out of all people.
Jesus.
Huh?
Oh, why do you have to do that to me?
You said it, not me.
You just ended me right there. Ended.
Glad. I'm happy.
We're going to move along because I just got very disturbed right now. Anyway, we spoke about lots of different areas today, Africa, you know what I'm saying?
Africa.
You know, it's pretty wild out in London.
What?
Out in London, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, what's
you mean
wild
why?
In London?
You mean why?
Yeah,
why?
Is
it wild? Okay.
No, or what is wild in London?
Okay, well, people apparently have been stuffing the bodies of dead rats with contraband, like drugs, cash, phones, and then throwing them over prison walls to get goods to inmates.
That's amazing. Oh my God, I love that. That's great.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. Holy crap. I've never heard of anybody doing it that way. I remember on GHR we talked about the lady with the t-shirt cannon throwing stuff over, but
how stupid do you have to be with a t-shirt cannon out there? Like,
well, yeah, that's
hello.
Dumb. The rats is kind of smart though.
It's very intelligent.
Yeah.
Okay, but they got snagged. All right, here's the snag. So the guards found three rats that were disemboweled and filled with multiple cell phones, SIM cards, cigarette papers, drugs, and then they sewed them some bitches back together and threw them over the walls. Can you believe that?
I mean, yeah, I can believe it.
This should teach you the walls will not keep things out. But that's besides the point.
The wall needs to get 10 feet higher.
I don't think they can launch the rats that high. So funny enough, apparently other criminals there have... they've tried smuggling things through via tennis balls, pigeons, drones, and so forth.
Man,
yeah.
Those carrier pigeons are carrying some bad things now, huh?
I know, right? They're sitting there going, trying to distract the guards all like,
"Hey, look, kids, there's Big Ben and there's Parliament."
Anyway, that being said, we're at the end of the show. We're going to make sure to, what? Oh, I can let go of that?
You can.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
See, the things that you learn.
I'm
old, people. I'm old. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to Within Brimskin. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging with you again next week. Good night, Alex.
Good night, Bruce.